My name is Ashley Gertler. I'm a Pilates instructor at the YMCA, and I also teach at Asheville Pilates and Training Partners.
Okay, so how long have you been doing it for?
I've been teaching for, I think, about 9 years now. I got my training in New York and moved here about 2 years ago.
You're a former dancer?
Former dancer, yes.
Okay, so why'd you stop dancing?
I am still dancing periodically. I was dancing here for a while until the choreographer I was working with here actually moved. So there's just not as much opportunity to dance here, not the kind of dance that I want to do, which is modern dance. I didn't really stop dancing. I think it's just hiatus.
Why Pilates?
I was introduced to Pilates in New York while I was dancing. It's typically an exercise modality that's done on dancers for dancers. It works all the same muscles. It helps to stabilize muscles while increasing mobility in other areas. So it's really perfect for a dancer's body and to maintain their integrity and their structure.
Okay. The reason I wanted to talk to you was this idea that people will come and do their exercise for like a month and then they'll stop. So this is probably a bad month to be talking to you because of the snow and ice. So you probably saw people not coming in as much maybe during that week. Although I went one and it was pretty packed for you.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't tend to stop people around here too much. It only stops people if they live up on the mountain or something and they just can't get down.
Is it unique to this area? Like, are people more fitness savvy or?
I think so.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. Yeah. I mean, in New York, a lot of people are too, but here I find people are looking to exercise in ways to support the other things they do for their hiking or their cycling or whatever it is, rather than just an aesthetic reason or just because everyone else is doing it. They actually want to exercise to improve their quality of life.
I see, okay. So in the 9 years that you've been doing it, do you see like swings? Do you see people coming in more in the beginning of the year and then kind of leveling off or dropping off?
I do with the classes. Not as much in my one-on-one sessions, but certainly with the class setting, especially at the YMCA, they'll offer deals at the beginning of the year and new memberships and things. So that always brings people in, and they usually end the holidays wanting just to get back in shape or feel better or move more or try something totally new, which Pilates often is for a lot of people.
Right. Do you think that maybe the cold weather people kind of come in more?
The cold weather does wonders for my business, I have to say. When it's nice out, people really want to be outside and hike and cycle and things like that.
Yeah, that makes sense. So do you guys plan for it? Do you like try to do like promotional stuff, like kind of like people do Black Friday promotions and things like that?
They do. At the YMCA, they always do something in January. They always do a special deal. I think it lasts for the first half of the month or something like that, a discounted membership. And a lot of things where you can bring a friend or, you know, kind of a buy one, get one free kind of deal. They'll do that a lot just to get people in. Because I think once you get in and you start moving and you start feeling better and noticing changes, you're more likely to stick with it. But having that incentive is amazing. It's the best way to just get you in the door.
How is your one-on-one stuff differ from your class stuff?
Most of the one-on-one sessions I do are on machines. So the Pilates Reformer or the Cadillac or the chair. And it's really tailored to that individual. And I do a lot more therapeutic work. So it's a lot of people that have come to me with previous injuries, recovering from surgery or preparing for a surgery, people that just have chronic scoliosis or different things like that.
Oh,
and they're looking for a really individualized practice.
Okay, so you don't get as many like former dancers, do you think?
I have some.
Some.
Some that are exactly that. They just want to kind of maintain their bodies, but not do something as punishing as dances, but still feel good and still get some of the same movements in.
Do a lot of people do like you and dance and do Pilates and those kinds of exercises at the same time?
Definitely.
Do they kind of shift into one, do you think?
It depends. I think it happens a lot where people are doing Pilates while they're dancing and while they're training, but as they're starting to transition away from dance, or maybe they've had a lot of injuries and things are just not working in their body the way they want, then they'll start to branch more towards Pilates, just because it's very low impact and it feels good on the body.
What about for people who do set themselves a goal for exercising and then kind of start to slip? Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for people like that?
I think just be really specific with what your goals are from the beginning and make it something that's attainable, making something that's measurable. And instead of maybe focusing on perhaps an aesthetic thing, like how you want to look, think more about how you want to feel. So when we start to notice how good we feel when we exercise and we start to find it in our everyday lives, I think that helps us stick with it because we want to keep feeling good. Mm-hmm. And also I think, you know, doing something that you really enjoy doing, trying all kinds of different things rather than the newest, hottest exercise, whatever it may be, try lots of different things and find the thing that you want to show up to every week or however often you go.
And you as an instructor, you seem to try to make it light and fun. And then you always seem to, if there's like a hard pose, you're always like, I know.
You yeah.
Kind of like
because I'm, yeah, exactly. And I do the practice as well. I often do a lot of the exercises during class at the same time. Mm. And I know how hard it is. And I think that's part of it is if
it
we take it.
It doesn't look hard for you. It,
well, thank you for saying that. I do practice it quite a bit, but I only show it a couple times. If I were to do 10 of them, it wouldn't look so easy.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be challenging, but it shouldn't be intimidating. And I want it to feel fun so that it's something you want to keep doing and keep trying. Because a lot of the harder things, if you can't do them, so what? It's not a big deal. It's just right. something fun and different to do. And so if you keep it a little more lighthearted and a little more fun, then you usually have a better chance of doing it.
How much harder does Pilates get from what we do here?
I mean, really what we teach here, is the basic kind of the basic exercises with little things peppered in between. Like I make up a lot of stuff on the fly, but they're like the base exercises are all the same. And that's kind of all it really is with Pilates, you have set movements, but you get to decide how hard or how easy you want to make them just by adding a prop or adding an extra pulse into it. Or, you know, you can just always modify the exercise to make it more challenging. So I would definitely say I give you guys lots of advanced stuff. And then pull back from there and say, okay, if this is too challenging, try it this way instead. But I find it easier to start at the top and then work your way down rather than start at the bottom and work your way up.
Yeah, and you give the options. You're mm-hmm. like, if that's too easy for you, try this.
Right.
In general, not necessarily in terms of the season, but is this a good area or is this a good place to be doing what you're doing? Is it a struggle? Is it fun or what?
I love it. Yeah. I really love it. I've been here about 2 years, maybe 2.5, and I enjoyed teaching in New York, but I have found so much more satisfaction teaching here, mostly because the people here just love to move and they're really just really kind people and they're really enthusiastic and they really appreciate whatever you give them. Even if, you know, they give you a hard time sometimes, it's all in fun. And I really feel like they're getting something out of it. I feel like they're really, whether it's Pilates or whether it's through, you know, some other kind of movement, I feel people here just really want to move their bodies and just feel good. And just going in with that setting is, you know, the best for a teacher, that
cool.
somebody just wants to move.
How can people come to you to get Pilates work done?
On the YMCA's schedule, you'll see me at the Downtown and the Woodfin Y. And if you want to go on AshevillePilates.com or TrainingPartnersInc.com, you'll find me there if you're interested in private sessions or group classes.